We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Fridays!
Thank God it's Friday!
The previous frying bacon is brought to you by Hormel.
Oh, that was me. That was me, Bob. I'm working out.
All right.
Sounds like sausage cooking when I do this.
Is that what it was? Tito Bray is over here.
You were just hungry this morning. You just went in for it.
You know, when you played that, I could smell it. I could honestly smell it. There is a power of smell.
I could use some sausage.
I could use some bacon.
Yeah.
Backyard Burgers do sausage biscuits. So the Lancers yesterday, to steal a line from the great John Wilkerson, surely you joust. Tennessee beat the Lancers from Longwood by a score of 88-56. They were clinging to a 32-point lead, as John Ward would say.
Yeah, that was a beatdown right there.
And that was, and I truthfully wasn't expecting that. I expected a much closer game than Tennessee, maybe to win it by 15 or 20. Toward the end, after they hit a bunch of foul shots and things like that. That wasn't the case.
Closer like St. Peter's in Kentucky, you mean?
Yes. The Peacocks from St. Peter's have defeated Kentucky and sent the Big Blue back to Lexington.
What about that? There were blue tears all in the arena at Indianapolis.
You know, if only you could have Leonard's losers for basketball.
Right.
John Calipari and his kittens come up 7-5 up to Indiana, which is probably 65. Up to Indy, you know the roads better than I do.
Yeah.
Up to Indiana to take on the Peacocks, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Peter's. Well, St. Peter had St. Peter's on his side. So, Leonard's loser, Kentucky.
Leonard's losers, the Wildcats.
In an overtime, Kentucky, the Wildcats.
A friend of mine, George Yardley, has acquired.
And I've got lots of Wildcat fans that are my friends. I got tons of them.
A friend of mine, George Yardley, has acquired the rights to do the Leonard's losers thing again. He does he does it online and does it very well.
Oh, he does.
Yes, and it's just so fun. Leonard's losers.
Leonard's losers.
The Wildcats of Kentucky.
The Big Red Elephants will head up 7-5 to Knoxville, Tennessee, come the third Saturday in October, and this is going to be the year they lose.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I just said it. Bob Bell just said it.
So when did all... When? never mind.
No, I don't do drugs anymore. It's okay.
Start saying. I know,
you probably may question that. But
I don't smell anything in the room.
Hey, you never know. You never know. This, no. We still don't have the players they do. That's the big thing.
No.
6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, but congratulations to Tennessee. They'll play Michigan on Saturday. That'll be a tough one.
They better be ready.
Yeah. The big 7-foot-1, 270-pound kid that can move, he's good.
He's a good ball player.
But you could also run him ragged. We got to get the ball out and run till his tongue falls out of his head.
Well, I got two words for you, Bob.
Yeah?
Double team.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he gets the ball inside, as soon as he starts to turn toward the baseline.
Right.
Josiah Jordan James ought to be sneaking right up behind
him. You put the big body up against him in the back, and you run that spider monkey in the front there.
Right.
And take the ball away, run down.
That's what they used to say about.
Easy layup.
That's what they used to say about Johnny Darden.
Yeah. Spider monkey.
Spider monkey. He could fly.
It's like you couldn't get away with that today. That's terrible. Well, that's you know what I'm
but
talking about.
But he didn't mean that.
It's just like, it's okay, I've got like nine hands, and they're gone.
Well, I'll tell you what now. Kennedy Chandler, to talk about Zakai Ziegler, the little guy's pretty quick.
I am so proud of those boys. They have matured so much this year.
They grew up on us.
They have matured.
But Kennedy Chandler can pick your pocket.
Yes,
you don't even know it till he's already down. He's at the. How did he get the ball? He done dunked it.
Yeah, he's.
How'd that happen?
He's fast. I quit.
And he's already turning back, running towards you, going, hey,
let's do that again.
And he never looks terribly excited. He's just kind of, hey.
Kind of cool,
you know,
calm.
This is what I do.
You know, this is an old man thing, okay?
Yeah.
This is silly. This is
I would
an old
love
man
to have
thing.
Them as my sons.
Yeah.
I would love that.
But when you talk about Ziegler. At the beginning of the season, and he's a kid, okay?
He's 18 years old.
I don't mean any disrespect to Mr. Ziegler.
No, but he's 18 years old.
But he's 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, and my wife and I, we love Tennessee sports, mm-hmm. and we watch the boys and the girls basketball, and we love the girls softball. But I kept noticing at the beginning of the season when Coach Barnes would coach Ziegler up after he'd pull him to the side, you know, Ziegler would look at the floor or look away.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my wife, and this is an old man thing, I said, When Coach Barnes gets Ziegler to look him eye to eye, then he's got him.
Yeah.
And about halfway through the season, I was thrilled. And you think, oh, that's just dumb. No.
Nope.
You're looking in. The eyes are the window to the soul.
You speak truth, sir.
And you're looking into a young man's character development when you see that.
Because it's not just basketball.
No, no. And Coach Barnes doesn't just look at it as a game.
That's right.
He's molding young men's lives.
And it's his ministry.
And it's his ministry. But the day that I saw when he comes in, and Ziegler did something silly. It was just a ticky-tack foul. He shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And Coach calls him over, and he's coaching him up. And Ziegler, this is the first time I saw it, and I jumped up out of my chair and said, yes, yes, attaboy. He turns, and he's looking at Coach, and he's listening to every word he's saying, and he's nodding
and
his head.
And he's looking him in the face.
He's looking him in the eye, and he's nodding him in the head. And I watched his lips say, yes, sir.
Love it.
I loved it. I'm going, that young man is maturing.
And he's
going
to be okay.
He's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, he has played lights out.
Well, yesterday, that backwards layup he hit, while he looked like he was skating backwards and flipped it over his head, it barely rolled over the rim, and it was like, and he just kind of came down the court and went like this right here.
Brushed
his arm off, said, get you some of that.
Yeah, he's got a touch.
And he didn't smile. He didn't do anything else. He just thought, you know, this is what I do.
Yeah.
6:13, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. So congratulations on getting the opportunity to play Michigan. I think we got payback for them from a few years ago, and they've beaten us out of the chance to go to the Elite Eight again.
I honestly think we've I think we've got the game and the boys this year and the coach.
And they've got the love.
They've got the love for each other and the love for their coach, the respect for their coach, and they've got their heart is in it. And I think it would go as far as the Elite Eight, the Great Eight.
Could
the
Elite happen.
Eight. I think it could.
Tomorrow we'll find out more. 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is time now for Time Capsule.
I wish I had a time machine. I could make myself go back in time.
Playbo before he left on vacation got his reminder box.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did.
Got a little.
Yeah, he did. Friday, March 18th is here. It is the 77th day of the year, 288 days remaining. Just so you know, 281 days until Christmas.
I've got my Amazon order all ready to press in.
Here we go. In 1967, the Beatles went gold. The gold record came to them for a song called Penny Lane. Do you remember this one?
Oh, heavens, yes.
And I think it's one of the prettiest ones. Penny Lane, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you like me sing it for you?
Well, all right.
Penny Lane is in my ears and in my... I bet that hurt, too, when they stuck those pennies in their ears.
Sounds just like this right here.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I did right there. I mean, that's what I heard.
Pretty. That's pretty, pretty, pretty.
That's what I was hearing.
I love this song, by the way. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Or as we used to say in old radio, that's a good record right there.
That's a good record.
You used to have a feel for, you got your 45 in your hand, he's looking at it, that's a good record right there. And the millennials go, what?
What?
No, there's a record in your hand.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a vinyl. And why's the hole so big?
No, it's a record. 45 RPM.
There you go.
Revolutions per minute, ladies and gentlemen. Schick Razor Company on 1931 of this date displayed the first electric razor in Stamford, Connecticut.
When?
1931, the first electric razor.
1931. There were places that didn't have electric.
Mostly around here.
Yeah.
I mean, until TVA did their thing in 1933, there were a lot of places in East Tennessee that didn't have electricity.
Right, right.
Now, the city did here.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I wonder who the first guy was that bought one of those. You know, I like them buzzing blades right there.
Yeah, but it took
put that on my face.
The problem is, it took about half my face off. Because I'd say back then, you probably had a few accidents.
Probably.
Until they got it modified.
And
then safety and all that sort of stuff. 1940 on this date, Germany's Adolf Hitler and Italy's Benito Mussolini held a meeting in Brenner Pass across the Alps. The Italian dictator agreed to join Germany's war. That was the first true axis of evil.
Yeah.
Well, there were other axes of evil, but this is one we knew in our modern times. Yep.
What did they say where they met? Brenner Pass?
Brenner Pass.
Was that not where
it wasn't
Hitler's summer home was up in the Alps? Is that where it was?
Darn if I know.
They had a beautiful view.
It wasn't in Milwaukee, that's for sure.
No.
Brooke Benton received a gold record on this date in 1970 for Rainy Night in Georgia.
A rainy night in Georgia.
That is such a cool song. How many people have covered that song?
A rainy night
Tons.
In Georgia.
Didn't Ray Charles cover that? Like
he did. It was his first hit since 1963.
That's a good sign.
In 63, you had Hotel Happiness. But Rainy Night in Georgia.
I like his voice.
Just deep soul.
Yes.
The real soul.
Signs of flashing.
The signs of flashing.
Buses pass.
Now let's fast forward to 8 years later, 1978, where the Bee Gees started an 8-week stay at number one. Eight.
I remember
Eight
that.
Weeks, 2 months at number one with Night Fever.
Oh, man, do I remember that.
They had a total of 9 number one hits from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
I was a junior in high school in 1978.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I had platform shoes and the whole nine yards.
Listen, I wore Puka beads. And I had a jade cross. Now, I didn't know Jesus.
Yeah.
But I had a jade cross. And I had a silk shirt that opened up to here to show both my chest hairs.
Yeah, both of them, huh? That's pretty daring.
Unbelievable.
Well, you were a lineman, so you were tough.
I think Natalie just fainted. Because there's a mental picture. I'll show you pictures. Not of that, but, you know.
Yeah, those two hairs standing out.
Dude. Ew.
No, you don't want to do that.
The 22nd and the 24th president of the United States was born on the state in 1837. Grover Cleveland.
On the same day?
Yeah, because Grover Cleveland is the 24th and the 22nd president.
Oh, yeah.
Grover Cleveland was president in 1885 to 1889 and also in 1893 to 1897. The U.S. president, the only one to serve 2 consecutive terms, only president to be named in White House, to be married in the White House, that is.
Yeah.
He was married in the White House. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
How about that?
Oh, Grover.
Happy birthday, Grover. No, that would be Elmo, sorry. Smiley Burnett, the great cowboy, was born on this date in 1911. And ladies and gentlemen, from Mission Impossible, Peter Graves Arnett. Peter Graves was born on this date in 1926. Again, his last name is Orness.
Orness,
A-U-R-N-E-S-S, like Arness.
He's not kin to any kin to Matt, is he?
Nope.
Matt Dillon?
Nope.
Okay.
Peter Graves.
I loved that television show,
yeah,
didn't
man.
You?
It was awesome.
Get really excited when the theme music comes on.
Oh, yeah. Coming up in a few minutes and the dynamite fuse was lit.
Yeah, when they lit the fuse.
Yeah. More Time Capsule all the way in just a few moments with one of the greats of all time in country music. We'll celebrate right here, Joy 620 WRJZ, 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, and all over the world at WRJZ.com. Traffic and weather together, coming up next.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
I can't believe it. That was a quick break right there. Joy 620 WRJZ. Born on this date in 1938 is Charlie Pride. Singer, songwriter, Kiss an Angel Good Morning. He died in 2020.
Yeah. Great song. A great singer. Beautiful voice.
I remember he died just 1 week before my heart attack.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's weird.
You know what?
I was
so proud of him. He was on some sort of show.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you folks understand my heart.
Wait, he lived to be in his middle 80s.
Yeah. I hope you folks who are listening understand my heart. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what you identify as. Here's the thing. Everybody's just people to me. And everybody
created in the Imago Dei.
And everybody has the same needs. I was so proud and thankful for something that Charlie Pride did. He was singing on a particular daytime television show.
Oh, and they tried to
coax him into playing the victim and the only black guy that was in the country music for the long time, you know, blah blah blah. And he just stopped them. He just said, "No, I'm not a victim of anybody."
Right.
And I'm thankful for my success. And I'm just going, that a boy.
And he was just grateful.
Yes. And he got where he got by his own talents.
Yeah.
You know, God-given talent. But I was so grateful for that. I'm not playing your silly game of let's separate and divide people
when he went on a divisive topic. When he went on concert, you saw everybody in his audience.
Yeah, buddy.
And they all loved it.
They all loved it.
That's all there was to it.
Yeah.
Like Wicked Wilson Pickett. Do you know it's his birthday?
Is he really?
Wilson Pickett of the Midnight Hour. Love it, man.
What a voice.
I mean, that's a shower song right there. If you're in the shower, but not at 4 o'clock in the morning with Mrs. Bell in the next room, you just belt that out, man.
Yeah, that's like a mid-morning, mid-afternoon shower song right there.
Shower song, Wicked Wilson Pickett.
And if you kind of watch the step and the tile is especially soaking, you can do the coolest dance moves you ever saw.
And make it look smooth.
Yeah.
Wicked Wilson Pickett would have been 81 today. Died back in 2006.
What a love that. What a talent.
Happy birthday also goes out to John Hartman, who turned 72 today. Drummer with the Doobie Brothers. Remember China Grove?
Yeah.
That's him on the drums right there.
I always tried to understand the meaning behind that song.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I do either. No.
He also was on Listen to the Music and Long Train Running.
Oh, man.
Old Blackwater, What a Fool Believes. I mean, those are great songs.
Yeah, that's Michael McDonald's song.
He's drummer
of
all those.
That's when Michael was there with the Doobie Brothers.
John Hartman, what a talented 72.
I think that was the best group.
I do, too.
Honestly, you know.
At that time.
Yeah. Yeah, there was not much better
again,
than that.
You talk about universal appeal.
Yes.
If you were a country music fan, you love the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
If you were a hard rocker, you love the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
If you were in somewhere in between, adult contemporary, you loved the Doobie Brothers. It doesn't matter.
There's a guy singing with the Doobie Brothers now called John Cowan, and he came out of bluegrass music.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he was with Newgrass Revival, with Bela Fleck.
Oh, wow.
Bela Fleck. Sam Bush. Who else? Anyway, John Cowan, incredible voice, bass player, and he's now playing bass and singing with
his
brother. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Irene Cara, who is 63 today from Fame, the movie.
Yeah.
Irene Cara was also in Ain't Misbehavin'.
You know, I watched that television show when it was on. I watched it, buddy, religiously. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, man. Great talent. Lots of dancing. Loved it.
Yes.
Olympic gold medalist Bonnie Blair is 58 today.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
Her quadriceps were about the size of a tree stump.
No kidding.
Oh, man, she was fast.
She scared me, and I was fearless.
Speed skater. 1988 world
record
holder. Yeah.
Wasn't her brother also a speed skater, but she was like the cream of the crop of the family?
Yep.
I thought so. Yeah, she was something else.
Oh, here you go. This is for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Latifah has a birthday today. Queen Latifah turns 52 this morning. In case you don't know, her name is Dana Owens.
Yeah.
So, Dana Owens, happy 52nd birthday to you.
Yeah, surprisingly, she's a good actress.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Or actor.
She's 52.
No, that's her real name?
Yeah, Dana Owens is her real name. I knew that years ago. Before she was Queen Latifah. Yeah, man. That's just a.
Where have I been?
Well,
this was before you were born.
You know. Queen Latifah's, she actually is a pretty good actress.
She really is, I saw her on The
Equalizer, and it's like, I believe that.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Brian Greasy turns 47 today, football quarterback, University of Michigan. Brian Greasy.
That's Bob's boy.
Bobby's
boy.
Meanwhile, Adam Levine of Maroon 5 turns 43.
Adam needs to get a big boy job.
Yeah.
Okay. Better another tattoo.
He's 43. He is the big boy. And finally, from Iron Man 3, Adam Pally has a birthday today. Turns 40. He's the big 4-0.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Spider-Man.
Always thought.
Does whatever a spider can.
Yeah. It was from Iron Man. What was the...
Iron Man. I'm sorry, Iron Man.
What was the character name of Iron Man?
don't know. It wasn't Peter Parker.
No, it wasn't Peter Parker.
I got all my heroes mixed up.
Was it Slack or Stack Industries or something like that? Whatever it was, I don't know. Speaking of, have you ever heard that dude sing?
No.
What's his name, Nathleen? Something Downey Jr. What's his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. You ever heard him sing?
No.
He sounds just like Sting.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
Anyway, we'll go to break on that.
Yeah, we got to look that up.
Doobie Brothers taking us into the news. This newscast brought to you by Fleet Tire. They urge you to get a grip on the road. Later on, some rain after noon today. Be careful. Right here, Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. And then Bob's Big Breakfast is coming up next, brought to you by Window World. It's all right here, Joy 620. Say that the father's insane.
Dear Mr. Perkins again. The Bob Bell Show.
About to start right now.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
Yeah, Fred.
That's the Huey.
Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County at 99.5. Everybody.
That's the power of love.
Oh, man. You just imagine me singing that to Mrs. Bell at 4 o'clock in the morning? You can imagine me getting a black eye at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what would happen.
See, I got something for you, Bobby.
I'm looking at it one right now.
Do what now?
I think I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, his left eye opened just a little bit.
He's still a little puffy.
Oh, guess what's happening on Tuesday?
What happened on
Tuesday? I'll be broadcasting live this coming Tuesday at Concord Christian School.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How cool.
The children will be with me.
Will they really?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
You know what? I can start a parade in about 15 minutes anywhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been banned from several preschool Sunday school classes.
See, I love this because we're free to do what we need to do.
Yeah.
We've got a whole big conference room we're going to be in, but I want you to be listening. Concord Christian School leading and equipping their children, your children, perhaps. And there, you know, I saw a new family a few weeks ago as I was visiting them.
Right.
A new family that was just signing up to come on board.
Yeah.
This semester. And I talked to them, the parents.
Right.
And they said, you know, we can't trust what we think we know in most of the school system.
Right, right.
There's great teachers. There's wonderful people. But the higher-ups determining this, well, let's just put it this way. They've got this bill called Don't Say Gay. That's not what the name of the bill is.
No.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
What it says is your teacher for your child who teaches your kindergarten child.
Yes, five-year-old.
Cannot start to tell them that they need to be a woman or a man or identify as something else today or not.
Cannot discuss transgenderism with a five-year-old. Well, duh.
And LGBTQ other activities
right.
with your child.
Now,
they can't indoctrinate.
Well, the part that angers me about this whole thing is we need legislation to stop it from happening.
That does make me mad that we actually have to have a bill.
That scares me, and I'm fearless.
But that's where we are.
Listen, I know so many teachers who are wonderful, wonderful, godly people mm-hmm. who are there to invest in the lives of children and to help them. Helped them to become, you know, wonderful adults.
Give them the tools so that they can read. Give them the tools so they can do math. Give them the tools so they can keep their checkbook.
Right.
Give them the tools so that they can reason and think.
Yes.
But not to tell them what to think.
But however,
yeah.
There are those in our school systems
oh, absolutely.
That are absolutely a plant from Satan himself. And the system of Antichrist.
Well, sometimes they're on school boards.
They're on school boards. They're in
the courtrooms.
They're all over. Listen, folks, we got to wake up. I'm not saying everybody. Everybody can't send their kids to public school.
How did Jussie Smollett get out yesterday?
Yeah, you tell me that.
He only cost the city of Chicago millions upon millions of dollars while we look for his assailants.
Yeah,
we can safely say that the man. Who accosted Jussie Smollett is free on bond today. It was Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
But anyway, that being said, now back to Concord Christian School.
I think it's wonderful.
So you take the parents, you put them in a Christian school like that. They learn the Christian worldview. They're not sheltered from everything else. They're taught that there is evil in this world because there is evil in this world. But they're also given the hope that is in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And For those of you who are listening and you're squinching your nose up right now, can I tell you something? And you just come by this platform, you've accidentally listened to these big goofy guys. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the writings from Scripture that is from everlasting to everlasting, still works today because
yes.
It's still true. God's not lost one ounce of his sovereignty, and he will bring this to a conclusion. But here's the deal. Do you want to be responsible to bring your kids up in the nourishment and admonition of the Lord? Or are you going to let somebody else disciple them? Because they're going to be discipled.
Oh, they're going to be molded.
They're going to be discipled by the likes of Alexander Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
Or they're going to be discipled by the likes of a Candace Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you rather?
Right.
Who is it that's going to pour into your kids? Now, listen, parents, by and large, dads, hear me. Fathers, men, it's primarily your responsibility.
No, really?
Not your wife's. You have her with you. You do this together, but it begins with you,
yes.
Leader.
Yes, it does.
Head of house. Step up. That's my charge.
Amen.
And I come from a single mom's home.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a single mom raising me. She did the best she could.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't her fault that I was an alcoholic. I chose my choices. I did my thing. It wasn't her fault I smoked dope. It wasn't her fault I lost a scholarship at the University of Tennessee to play football. That's not her fault. But there was a lack of male leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're lacking today more than anything else.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. So they teach things like that at Concord Christian School, along with the geometry and everything else. And you should see the list of kids at CCS, Concord Christian School, with excellence.
Yeah.
That have gone on. Oh, my goodness.
Two of my grandchildren go to a private Christian school. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord that they have that opportunity to do so. Academically, if they go from where they are right now into a public school, they'd have to skip two grades, Bob.
Because they're that far ahead.
Because they're that far advanced.
Look. Wow. Today's You've Got to Be Kidding is coming up next. We may have some.
That ought to be a You Gotta Be Kidding.
But
really,
I'm dead
serious.
It really should be.
Yeah.
Nathleen's got us some good ones, though. She's cooked up some good ones for us.
That Nathleen.
6:45. She served
them up. Bacon in the morning was working.
I had bacon right there. Hey, we had some bacon smoke in here a minute ago. You should have seen it.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
It's delicious.
We're back in a few moments. We'll tell you what that means later. Friday is here at Joy 620 WRJZ. It is the Bob Bell Show.
Bob Bell.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Yes, he would. And here he is on Joy 620 WRJZ.
I never say anything at all, but with nothing to consider, they forget my name.
Aim.
They call me Help. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane.
Ting-tings, don't we, Nathleen?
Always the same. That's
all my name. 652 at Joy 620 WRJZ.
Well, tell me what your name is already.
Honey, what is your name? I'm ready to hear your name now.
Yeah. That's funny. I'll get a tattoo. What is your name? That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
I got hooked on watching this young lady and her, I guess it's her boyfriend now. They've had a baby together.
Right.
After all these years, the drummer. And they're called the Ting Tings.
The what?
So, the Ting Tings. T-I-N-G-T-I-N-G-S.
Thank you. Ting Tings.
The Ting Tings.
Okay.
So, and her name is Katie White. It couldn't be any more plain.
Right.
That's her name. It sounds like some girl from up here in Luttrell.
Right,
know?
Right.
That's old Katie White up there. You know, Bobby White's little girl. Yeah.
That's Bob. That's Bob and Ethel's girl.
But she's from Great Britain. And the whole song is about being invisible.
Really?
She evidently was a wallflower in one of these. Nobody paid any attention to her in high school. And,
right.
You know, she'd line up to play softball and she'd be like the last kid chosen. And,
sure.
Yeah, and so this is a song to all those who are kind of invisible, she said.
Bless your heart.
So that's, but you sit there and watch the video of her singing, you go, well, honey, tell us what your name is.
Yeah, really. I mean, the whole point.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's it. I'm not a mind reader. I'm not a mind reader.
And it's one of those things where the beat kind of just gets into your head, and you're just kind of like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Well, a couple of the, you know, we've got our own flesh and blood grandchildren, and we have several. About eight add-ons.
He's speaking in tongues.
Yes. Anyway, but and so two of the little girls, my wife's best friend in all of the world, Amy Brewer, her granddaughters, they came in the house one day singing that mess. And I'm going, what are you singing? Pop, don't you know this song? I'm going, I do now.
And don't go thinking I'm anybody cool, because I just accidentally, it's an accident that I ran into it. And I thought that's kind of pretty, you know, then I listened to.
I hate to break it to you, Bob, but nobody thinks you're cool.
Well, see, that's good. Because they would be deceived. It's like Kathleen said, the microphone's hot, but you're not. But anyway.
She did.
It's like one of my own kids picking on me.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, bada bing.
Bob, your kids are older than her.
Do you guys know TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of, it's a rebirth of that song because of so many TikTok videos using that for it.
That's not my name.
You know, the TikTok is Chinese propaganda to destroy the minds of young American children.
It's happening.
And it's working.
It's not just young American children. It's destroying the mind of adults.
Yeah. Oh, there is another conspiracy theory by the big dumb one on the left.
No, I'm dead serious. Nope. China is using TikTok to destroy the minds of our kids.
Do you think they're only using TikTok?
Oh, they're using all kinds of mess. I'm just saying TikTok, I mean, you talk about an obsession. Nathleen, do you know folks who are obsessed with TikTok?
Watching the reels over and over and scrolling through.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, here's what happens.
You know about subliminal messages, right?
Yes. My friend Teddy, who also does security at Grace Christian Academy.
Right.
My buddy.
Right.
Teddy Francisco says, I would that TikTok would never be, I mean, it's infectious.
Yes.
I mean, it attaches to a brain in a weird kind of way.
Yeah, it does.
You know, so and he went on to explain exactly the same thing you did.
There you go.
656.
There was like a thing that said, like TikTok in China right now, the type of like TikTok that scrolls through is like educational versus here in America. What the algorithm does is like kind of like the fun, joking, dancing kind of thing where you're not really learning. You're just kind of like just being entertained versus really
learning. It's chewing gum for the mind.
Yeah.
Turning your brain into mush.
Right. It's chewing gum for the mind. It's not good. And it's not curmudgeon time here.
And whatever you spent more time watching, the algorithm sends it back to you.
Oh, absolutely.
In double and triple.
Mm-hmm. It is time now for today's You've Gotta Be Kidding.
Are you kidding me, man?
What, are you kidding me?
You're kidding.
You gotta be kidding me.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, are you kidding me?
You're kidding.
Same beat right there. Anyway.
I'll stay out too late.
That's not my name.
Got nothing in my brain.
That's not my name.
You can dance to
that's
that.
That's what people say.
I like the little dance.
Little Taylor Swift.
Nathalie's got her little head bobbing up and down in there.
You're first.
I'm first. There's a lady in Wisconsin. I don't know how people do this, but she has a gift for finding four-leaf clovers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's trying to get her Guinness book, you know, the world record book, trying to get them to recognize that she found a four-leaf clover for 258 consecutive days. Bettina Reich lives in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. The only problem is
with Eau Claire.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
It makes me hungry.
Yes, Eau Claire.
Like and a chocolate Eau Claire.
Here's what Guinness told her. Said, look, we'll be glad to come and maybe make this a new thing for the world records.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to have to pay for the trip for the adjudicator, and you're going to have to be able to show 258 days worth of documentation.
200, how many what?
258 days. That's how long. The old record was 112, and it was not an official record. And so she broke the record, and she found a four-leaf clover every day for 258 days. From March 22nd until the snow fell on December 4th. She, interestingly
I'm
enough,
looking over a four-leaf clover.
She documented her hunts on TikTok.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, so she's got video proof.
So educational.
Yeah.
According to the Babylon Bee, media says gas prices have always been $7. We just been cheating the rest of the world, see?
Oh, is that right?
And we've always been at war with Russia.
Yeah.
We just didn't know it.
What about that? You know, Stephen Colbert just so comforted me the other day when I heard him say, hey, listen, I'm okay spending a couple more bucks on a gallon of gas. He says, hey, I'll spend $15 a gallon on gas. I drive a Tesla.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and I got to
call the elitist.
I got to go shopping for a new television because I threw something through my screen. do you think you'd mistake a 6-foot snake for a burglar?
Huh, a 6-foot snake?
Yeah, I checked this. A carpet python, they average between 6 and 8 feet.
Yeah.
And some females can grow up to about 9 feet long.
Huh.
And there was this lady in Australia, Glenview, Australia. She thought a burglar was in her house because the python was in the cabinet moving around, knocked over. She first called the police, and the police came, and they said, no, we don't do that. We don't do that. So she called Coast Snake Catchers because they have a phone line that answers 24/7.
There you are.
And they came, and a rep came and approached the pantry and was able to locate the snake.
Like you couldn't find it?
Yeah, Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers.
So congratulations goes out. This just in, by the way.
Yeah.
The man of the year is transgender Rachel Levine of the Health and Department of Human Services in the Biden administration. Rachel Levine, man of the year.
Are you serious?
From the Babylon Bee.
Oh, okay.
Now it's time for the latest real news, where we go to Fox News, and then we go to local news headlines.
Am I offended?
You are. And Fox News headlines brought to you by our friends at Fox Toyota in Clinton, urging you to come up for a test drive today.